This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thank you so very much for getting the job done and keeping America rolling along, especially to our over-the-road truck drivers, our 18-wheeler drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And, of course, to our bulk mail center drivers, delivering the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices and beyond. Thanks so very much for getting that done. And our suicide jockeys, delivering the gas and the diesel to where we need it so we can get to work in the morning. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, all the same way, at Captain's America, and we're on Twitter the same way, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from California, we've got the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words under God, ladies and gentlemen, because our country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. And we get it, and we're just reminding you that we hope you got it too. Well, Kyle, it's Tuesday. What's that mean?
It's time for Mission Barbecue.
Yeah, it is.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
And there's a couple of warehouses that are right next door to Mission Barbecue where you can actually pull a rig in there and park if you want to. So there you go. No excuses, right, Kyle?
Exactly right.
Now, there's a small club of Americans that no parent wants to join. It's the tight ring of families who've lost children to school shootings. The circumstances might be different, and the cities too, but the pain is always the same. A raw, gut-wrenching feeling that somehow this never had to happen. And hundreds of dads, like Daryl Scott, watched what unfolded in Uvalde, Texas, with a sickening empathy, because you see, in his case, it's been 23 years since his daughter Rachel was killed at Columbine in Colorado, and he's no closer to understanding why. But since that time, there's one thing he does know. Guns aren't the problem. People are the problem. And the people with the guns are the problem. Banning guns is not the solution. What do you think?
Well, nobody can ever know exactly what these parents are going through, first and foremost. Second of all, what this father is saying is essentially correct. You know, we keep hearing, Captain, we're going to pass this legislation, and it's going to make our schools safer. Well, last time I checked, Captain, people who are mentally unstable, crazy, or just plain evil, they really don't care whatever law you might have passed about something, about in this case, a gun.
Yeah, let me mention something. The laws are already in the books. We just have to enforce them.
Well, of course, absolutely. There has to be a lot more scrutiny, especially on individuals who have demonstrated that they should not have a gun. And there are some pretty clear messages about that. But, Captain, what has to happen is you have to be able to stand between the children and the maniac. And that's the only thing that's going to actually reduce these, because you still have bad people, bad actors out there. So we have to harden the target. It's just that simple.
And proposals to ban certain types of weapons, for example, the AR-15, because it's an assault rifle, which it's not, in the wake of recent mass shootings, have the voters divided over whether or not such legislation would even be constitutional.
Well, right, and this is one of the reasons why the message from the Democrat Party elite has to do with there's no absolute constitutional amendment about firearms or really anything for that matter. And, you know, we're not talking about yelling fire in a crowded movie house. Those kinds of restrictions things that would negate your, quote, ability to express yourself. But in this case, Captain, it's an incremental change they're trying to make. They're trying to get people on the idea that, hey, we can just get rid of the Second Amendment at some point.
Well, Joe Biden has said that the Second Amendment's not absolute. Want to bet?
Well, exactly. This is why he says that. It's beginning to chip away at the very notion. And then you hear this. Other countries don't have this problem. They have dealt with this problem, and so we need to be more like that. And that also, I think, is really not exactly correct either.
Now, I've been watching this particular statistic go down and down and down every week, and it's down again. That is, 23% of likely U.S. voters think the country is headed in the right direction, according to a brand-new Rasmussen Reports national telephone and internet poll.
I worry about these 23%. I don't know what they're doing.
All right. Hold that thought, because we're going to worry about something else here. Kathy's going to take us to break, and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Yeah, buddy. Looking forward to it. By the way, I'm asked by a lot of people, how come I promote Relief Factor? Well, it's simple. I take it, and it works. And I've been taking it for 7 years. Starting next month, will be 8 years and running. Now, when I first found out about this, I found out about it totally by accident. I heard an ad just like you're hearing me talk about it right now, talking about how it had four of the best ingredients in it. It was drug-free and how it would help get rid of your problem, the inflammation, the swelling, the pain that you had in whatever part of the body that you had it. And I said, yeah, well, okay. And, of course, I have had back issues and leg issues and knee issues and elbow issues and shoulder issues, all of which I've broken some or part over the years. So I just decided to give it a try, the Relief Factor. And I'll be doggone if it didn't work. And, you know, it's tough when you get older. You do exercise. You got parts that hurt or your body that hurt. You don't know what to do. And you go say, well, I'm going to get into Whirlpool or whatever. Well, what if you don't have a Whirlpool? Well, you got Relief Factor. Get in a hot tub. How's that? Get in your hot tub and take some of the Relief Factor and see what it'll do for you. It's 100% drug-free. The ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help to support your body's natural response to inflammation. It will also lower or eliminate pain by going right straight to the source. Right straight to the source. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And for $19.95, click on that little link that's right there, and you'll be able to get the product. It's a three-week quick start, $19.95. Because, after all, Kyle, it does what?
All you have to lose is pain.
Yep, yep, and yep. Okay, folks, after 10 months and 1,000 interviews, the House committee investigating the January 6th attack is going prime time Thursday night, 8 p.m. They've got a secret weapon called an ABC producer by the name of Goldston, who's going to put this thing together and make it look like a Broadway production and try to get you to believe all the things that you're seeing, not understanding that maybe some of it has been taped together to make it look like something that they want it to look like. Right, Kyle?
Well, that's right. Yeah, it's really something along the lines of Thursday, tune in. And, you know, it's going to be a grand, you know, sort of show. But, you know, Captain, that's where they're going with this. They know that they don't, in other words, it should be so compelling that they don't have to create a slick production. The fact that they're creating a slick production means they don't have anything that's that compelling.
Right. Now, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who gets himself in some trouble from time to time, survived a vote of no confidence from his own Conservative MPs. Now, this was after a string of scandals that's left the party standing in basically tatters over the last couple of years, which he managed to win the last election in a general election by a landslide. But the Brexit figurehead once again proved his ability to escape political hot water by maintaining his grip on power because he won the vote of no confidence.
Well, he did. Now, some of his own party members sort of defected from him in this, but he called it, what he said was it was a decisive result, and that it enables him to move on and enables the country to move on, basically, and to unite and focus on the delivery of the different services that they provide.
Now, we have a situation in Southeast Asia. China is doing a lot of maneuvering over there, correct?
Well, of course, yes.
And we now have found out that China is secretly building a naval base in Cambodia.
That's right. Exactly. Well, the Chinese are expanding. That's for sure. Every place that they possibly can. And certainly the South China Sea. You know, they create an island, you know, out of nothing. They just create a place where they can have a base of operations. And so it's provocative, I think, in the long and the short of it. And now here we go again.
Well, we'll see how this works out, but we are watching it very closely, the United States.
Well, of course. You know, Captain, it's because I think that essentially the Chinese government is looking to the day when they have some confrontation, whether it will be something that will happen, whether it's over Taiwan or what. But I think the communist Chinese government believes that they are going to have a much bigger influence in the world. They are building the largest navy, basically, from last I heard. That's an instrument to be able to enforce that kind of thing.
Yes, it is. Now, here's something interesting. I knew Joe Biden hadn't given any interviews for a while, hadn't had any press conferences, so to speak, you know, major press conferences. It's all kind of hit or miss. But he hasn't given a mainstream media interview in more than 100 days.
Well, and I think one of the reasons for that is that every single time Joe Biden gets extemporaneous on the at a podium, gets off script, or even answers a question, it always turns out bad. And you've got White House staffers, which, by the way, we understand the morale in the White House is also cratering because of how things are going with Joe Biden, basically. And so, of course, they're not going to let him sit one-on-one with some interviewer. That would be ridiculously stupid on their part.
He could lose a dozen or more staffers this time around, especially if they lose the election.
Well, of course, yeah. People are going to be jumping ship like you wouldn't believe. Then I think, Captain, there's going to be a lot more talking out loud about who the nominee might be in 2024 because they wouldn't renominate Joe Biden. And by the way, I think this is also quite interesting. That person is not going to be Kamala Harris.
No.
So, I mean, the whole thing is just starting to implode and disintegrate.
He's going to be forced out of the mix whether he wants to be or not. They're going to tell him, Joe, you've had your turn. Time to go. especially if they get hosed the way we think they're going to.
Well, right. I mean, there could be, I mean, for example, if you're writing a movie, you might, you know, well, the president's going to step down for health reasons. He wants to spend more time with his family.
Yep.
That kind of thing. And I think, I think you're going to have powers to be that'll push that notion on him.
I watched an interview that Jake Tapper had on Fox that was on CNN, and they were showing how the political pollster that was there figured out that the GOP could conceivably win between 251 and 269 seats in the House of Representatives, which would give them a tremendous margin of tremendous victory, tremendous lead. And Jake Tapper looked like as if he had just eaten a bar of chocolate that wasn't chocolate, if you get my drift.
Well, see, that's the thing. I think the Republicans across the country and voters, they understand this. They understand that if you vote the Democrats out of office in the midterm elections, you are stopping the Biden agenda. And nobody, except for this 23% or whatever it is, nobody thinks that the Biden agenda is good for anybody, whether they're conservative or liberal. I mean, if this is an equal opportunity devastation of people's livelihoods and their hope for tomorrow.
Now, President Joe Biden will authorize the Defense Production Act, DPA, to advance his clean energy and climate change agenda. This according to a senior administration official. According to the White House, the president is going to approve the use of the DPA to expand domestic output of clean energy technologies, including solar panels, heat pumps, transformers, and equipment for utilizing electricity-generated fuels, such as fuel cells and electrolyzers. Now, by invoking the DPA, manufacturers of solar panels and other green technologies will also receive grants and loans. Isn't that nice?
Well, it is nice, I suppose, but is that going to change anybody's life in the near term for the gas prices and the high energy costs that they have and the commensurate damage that's being done to the economy that may not be able to be undone? And, I guess the Fed will come in and just start raising interest rates sky high to Jimmy Carter days, and then, well, that'll fix inflation. That's fine. I don't buy it.
You just sounded like Jimmy Carter. All you got to do is get the drawl in there, and you got it. All right, we'll be right back, folks. Kyle Warren and myself right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along here in the overnight hour coming out of Tampa, Florida. To your radio dial.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson survived a no-confidence vote, receiving the support of 211 of his fellow Conservatives out of 359. It's 58%, but a slimmer margin than his predecessor, Theresa May, who resigned in 2019, 6 months after she survived her no-confidence vote. Nevertheless, Johnson hailed the victory.
I think this is a very good result for politics and for the country.
It's just
I do. Just in this sense, I think it's a convincing result.
Johnson's leadership was rocked when it was revealed that he and his staff held illegal parties during COVID lockdowns. Past prime ministers who survived no confidence votes often emerge in weakened positions. The Dow added 16 points on Monday, the Nasdaq gained 49, and the S&P 500 was up 13 points. This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now. At danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now. At danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Well, we already did Jeff in Sarasota, and so did you. By the way, Jeff in Sarasota will be with us at Mission Barbecue today up on West Waters, just north of the airport off the Veterans Expressway. Let's see, second traffic light down, we're on the right. Mission Barbecue is right there in the corner. So stop on by and enjoy, if you don't want to have lunch, have a nice tea or have a soda along with us. There you go. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by MyPillow, and, of course, that's Mike Lindell and his MyPillow company. Now, he's now offering BOGO extravaganza on many multiple MyPillow products. And I'll tell you what, folks. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Now, right now, you can get a buy one, get one free pricing on the MyPillow bed sheets. Those are the Giza bed sheets. They're really fancy sheets. And I got a couple of sets, and they're really nice. Now, the Giza Elegance MyPillows, I've got a couple of them, and they're really nice. Also, the high-quality six-piece towel sets, which I want to call them form-fitting because they'll fit little people, they'll fit big people, and they got lots of room. And the roll-and-go anywhere MyPillows and so, so much more. All you got to do is go to the radio listeners page at MyPillow.com, click on the use the promo code CAPTAIN, or give them a call at 800-641-5459. Now, don't miss the incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products at MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. You'll also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. So give him a call at 800-641-5459. 5459 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. Okay, and we're back with Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Did you have something you wanted to say?
Well, that's right. You know, we've got a new affiliate joining us tonight, this morning, right here on the program.
Yes, we do, and I'm going to tell you who they are and where they are. It is WTLS AM 1300, FM 94.7, FM 106.5. They are located in Auburn, Montgomery, and Tuskegee, Alabama. So hello to the Auburn War Eagles.
That's exactly right, and welcome aboard.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And I was simply going to say as well that, you know, we welcome your telephone calls as well at 1-877-969-8600, and we'd love to hear from you.
You bet. And if you get down this way, especially if you're out on the highway, highways and byways, you get down this way, let us know, and you can come have lunch with the captain.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
Lots of good opportunities for that.
Yep, very much so. You know, is Joe Biden ever going to be quiet long enough to kind of look like as if he might know what he's doing instead of opening his mouth and insert foot?
Well, you know, Captain, the old saying, it's better to remain silent and be thought a fool rather than open your mouth and dispel all doubt. Exactly.
Well, lately, with the guns and the Second Amendment and all this other stuff he's been talking about and Vladimir Putin and whatever else you want to throw in there, I mean, he's just Mr. Gaff.
Well, exactly right. And this is really telling, and it pains me to say it. I hate to say this because we're talking about our national security. We're talking about our place, our leadership in the world for the United States of America. But, Captain, I can't imagine what they think in Beijing. I can't imagine what they think in Moscow. I can't imagine what they think in some of these different organizations, terrorist organizations around the world who have designs to do bad things to us or to our allies. It's really something because the reaction that this president could have to a crisis, maybe, you know, we might be seeing some very telltale signs in the way that he even answers questions and he gets them all wrong.
And you can't imagine what's going on, what they're thinking. I can tell you what they're doing. They're thinking that we're a bunch of damn fools and we got a weak president.
Well, precisely. And this is why, like when you mentioned before about the Chinese Navy and so forth, you know, beginning to build a base in Cambodia and the general expansion of the Chinese military, you know, this is one of the reasons why they believe, one would think, that, hey, things are going to be ours for the taking here, you know, pretty easily.
Yeah, what are they afraid of?
Well, they're not afraid of Biden. That's the problem.
Correct.
I think they were much more afraid of Trump, and now even Biden is stepping in and saying, "Okay, we're thinking about lifting these tariffs, you know, and getting rid of the one thing that President Trump did vis-a-vis China that I think really was helping to more clearly define what our relationship is going to be all about."
Okay, so I got a question for you. You live in California, right?
Right.
You've got two district attorneys that are not living up to their jobs, letting people go and not enforcing the law. And one is up in, I believe, San Francisco. The other one's down there by you in L.A., is that right?
Right.
So what do you do when a prosecuting attorney or district attorney refuses to enforce the law? What do you do?
Well, you can get together and you can recall them.
Yep, and there's two movements, correct me if I'm wrong, in California to do that right now.
That's right. This is the DA up in San Francisco. I think his name is Boudin. So that's what's going on up there. But that's because, again, if you have this ridiculous mindset that somehow we've always been too hard on the criminals and the justice system shouldn't, you know, just sort of put them away and punish them for crimes, you know, I mean, I'm trying not to laugh. Because it's so counterintuitive that, and it's so far out, we can't get a radar fix on it.
So now when you try to run down a woman with a baby in a baby stroller and you throw her about 6 feet in the air up over the left fender of the truck up against the wall and you drive away, that means that you're okay?
Yeah. Well, in some estimation of this kind of mentality. That's the unfortunate truth.
And that's what's got this all started again with Gascon.
Well, exactly. Because if you or I or any of our listeners did something like that, they throw away the key.
Yeah, yeah. Now, what's at stake here, in my opinion, is the rule of law itself. The legal officer is saying that his judgment is above the judgment of the court and the law that he's supposed to be enforcing. Now, his or her judgment is above the legislature and the governor that passed the law, too. And they're basically declaring themselves to be a law unto themselves. So what we've got going on here is that these people are absolving these laws and saying, well, I don't care for it, so I'm not going to enforce it.
Yeah, it's, you know, it is really very scary, very damaging to the very bedrock of how our legal system works in this country. And if you notice, Captain, there's a lot of chipping away at it. Well, the legal system is this, it's that, it's racist, it's embedded with bias or all these kinds of things where, if you see these crimes for what they are being done by somebody who made a choice, it doesn't matter what color they are or what ethnicity they might be, we have to enforce the law and we have to make society safe for law-abiding people of all colors, ethnicities, persuasions, whatever you want to say, safe to walk down the streets, for goodness sakes.
Now, the January 6th committee said something yesterday, and we've got just a little time to mention this. The goal is one of principle, to ensure Americans and the historical record are afforded an account of what actually happened, why it happened, and who enabled it to happen. Accountability, I'm afraid, is unachievable in this political arena. That was said by the Democrat from Minnesota, Representative Dean Phillips, who happens to be a member of the January 6th committee.
Well, from the get-go, this has been a narrative that's already there. They're working backwards from a conclusion. Let's say, okay, the earth is flat, so let's work backwards from that and start proving that. It's that kind of thought. Because if it were a legitimate fact-finding mission that was supposedly bipartisan and so on, then the American people might be much more accepting of that. If this was some other independent commission or things that would just be irrefutable. But unfortunately, in my opinion, they've started from a premise and are working backwards.
Okay, and I hear the music coming up in my ears, so we will go to the break. We'll be back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, and there's been another change in the weather for this hour, so Kyle and I will be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Take it away, Jeff.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
A blast from the past, Kyle, and I do mean a blast from the past. That's Ringo Starr, and that's when he went off on his own after he broke up with the Beatles, called Back Off Boogaloo.
That's right, Back Off Boogaloo, March 1972, and that was the follow-up to his other song that he had a big hit with in 1971 called It Don't Come Easy, which I think is a great record, and I really like all that Ringo Starr stuff of that era especially.
Well, listen to you. And by the way, Ringo Starr didn't even look like Ringo Starr at that time. He changed his appearance and all that.
All right. Yeah. Well, you take it out west. Let us know what's going out there, and then I'll go along with what's going on in the Midwest. We just had a couple changes.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're taking a look at the excessive heat watch that's happening in the really the high desert area of California, Southern California. This is going to include areas like Barstow, Victorville, as you head up towards on I-15 towards Las Vegas. We've got excessive heat watches there. This goes on down into Arizona as well, especially Kingman, Lake Havasu City. And so you want to be aware of this because it's going to be hot. The projections are 107 to 116 degrees. Now, likewise, we're also going to have a warm-up up in the western part of northern Nevada as you head out I-80 from Reno, so you want to be aware of that as well. That's pretty much the alerts that we're looking at, and then also the rain that we're seeing. It looks like there has been a little bit of change from last hour, especially, I think, in southern Colorado, but still in the Lamar area at the border of Kansas. You still have some rain in that area, so be careful out there.
Now, we've had a difference in the weather here. We just had a couple of things that have caught our eye here just this hour. First of all, we've got a dense fog advisory, dead center of the country, St. Louis, Missouri, over towards Paducah, Kentucky, over towards Fort Leonard Wood in Missouri, as well as up a little bit north, maybe 40 miles or so of St. Louis, Missouri. So be advised of that dense fog in that area, the tri-state region right in there. That happens every now and then, by the way. Also got some flooding in Kentucky, right around the center of Kentucky, just a little bit north of Louisville, I might add. And then in the southeastern corner of Michigan tonight, to include Detroit, you've got some dense fog up in there. Temperature is just right with the humidity coming off the lake. And then up in Marquette, up in Michigan tonight, way up north, Marquette, Upper Peninsula, you've got fog all the way across that upper part of the peninsula of Michigan tonight, all the way across from one end to the other. Now, we do have some thunderstorms that are cooking right now. Just west of center in Oklahoma, I-35, over towards El Reno and over into Plainview, Texas. You'll find the weather is such that we've got thunderstorms, flash flood watches and warnings all the way through there up into Kansas as well, right in that area. And then just west of San Antonio, headed out towards the Midland, Texas, if you will. You've got flash flood watches and warnings and a thunderstorm watch right now, as well as a warning through that area. Looks like there's going to be some weather today, so be advised of that. We also have got some areas down along the Gulf right now, which is going to be worth watching because we do have some winds down there. And, of course, with the Gulf and with all the moisture down there, you could have some rain along the coastline. But from Corpus Christi all the way down to Brownsville, it's rather rough, and the waves are pounding the shoreline pretty steady down through there. Got some fog tonight up along New Orleans, over towards the Mississippi line on I-10. Same thing for the Chesapeake Bay up there, a little bit of light fog up in there. And around Cape Cod tonight, the waves are brewing, so be advised, Lynn, if you're going to go boating, you might want to do it until the waves calm down a little bit there. Got some wind up there, too. Now, Kyle, tell us all about the prizes of Flying J, and then tell us about your store, your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Don't forget, folks, the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers operate literally the largest group of travel centers across the United States, so you definitely want to check them out. Go to pilotflyingj.com. You can use their locations function to find the nearest Pilot or Flying J Travel Center nearest you. And also, check out the rewards program. That's the My Rewards Plus app. You can get it for your iOS or for your Android device, and you can start earning points on everything that you buy, especially fuel. Start earning points per gallon, and for June you can earn up to 5 points per gallon. So check them out, pilotflyingj.com, and you can find me at kylewarrenshow.com.
All right, we'll talk to you tonight.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him, and We're going to jump right from him over to Denise Simon, founderscode.com. And, of course, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, the website. Go over there, check out all the articles she writes. Good morning.
Morning.
Say hello to the brand new people that are listening to us up there in Auburn, Alabama, Montgomery, Alabama, Tuskegee, Alabama, WTLS AM 1300, FM 94.7, and FM
106.5. Good morning, good morning, welcome.
Yep, very much so. We're going to be War Eagles now, I guess, right?
Yes, all right.
So there you go. But if you folks want to give us a call up there, it's 877-969-8600, and welcome aboard. We appreciate you very much, and a special shout-out to your program director up there, Michael Butler. So there you go. AM 1300 WTLS up there in Auburn, Montgomery, Tuskegee, Alabama, and we appreciate you. Now, I don't really know where we're going to go with this Joe Biden stuff, but you've got a situation where they're telling him now, senators, the Democratic senators, they don't want him to get involved in the gun reform negotiations that are going on right now. They told him to stay out of it.
That seems to be the case. You know, during the campaign, he was going to be the man to bring everybody together. He has years of experience of working across the aisle, that he would certainly work with independents and Republicans, you know, in order to advance missions and agendas and policies and whatnot. And he has done none of that.
Correct.
So, yeah, it's kind of like bait and switch, isn't it?
Well, I think they're afraid that he's going to screw it up because of his current state of mind.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Can't trust him to do anything right now, really.
Well, we're still giving too much credit to Biden that he's making some of these decisions.
I argue
mm-hmm. he's not making any of them.
No.
He's just told what to do.
Yep.
I think it all comes down to Susan Rice and Anita Dunn and Ron Klain.
Mm-hmm.
That's his Praetorian Guard.
Okay, and who's the one? Well, we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. But there's one other name that hasn't said anything in a while who I think is also in the midst of this somehow. And we'll get into all that when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming back with more top of the hour news. And then Denise Simon and myself will return. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.